When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Oh, and welcome to Happy Foot, Sad Foot. I can tell that the echo is going to be bad, but you're going to be here with me because, folks, we fucking did it. Darren and Vince are at the stadium right now. They're going to get your instant reactions from the stadium. I'm here in the side room of a house that I don't own at my wife's own birthday party to be here with you as I wait for them. Fuck. I don't think I've had a lot of fun watching these playoffs, but we keep winning the game. Micah Gutierrez in the chat saying we're going to finals. Darren Keepers, we did it, motherfuckers. We did it, motherfuckers. They said we couldn't do it. Remember all that shit that they were saying about our fucking team over the summer? Do you remember that? Ask them how they feel about us now. I don't think they like us. And I think that's why they said all those mean things about the team in the past. But we fucking did it. And honestly, it wasn't a fun game to watch. But I knew we had that game the whole time. You could feel it. You could fucking feel it. Steve Cherundolo knows what he's doing. Matty Bogusch knows what he's doing. The 32-52 knows what they're doing. I'm like, I need you guys to know. That there's a good chance that I'm going to go to Columbus, Ohio. That's how much I love this fucking team. Micah Gutierrez says, Franco Escobar is once again part of our history. I want to say something about Franco Escobar. That's my happy foot. Man of the match, Franco Escobar finally scores an iconic goal for LAFC. We had him all last year. And finally, a year later, we see what he can do for the team. And it means the world that he's there. Also, if you're in the stadium right now, Darren and Vince are going to Northeast Plaza as we speak, where that big scarf is, you know, the big scarf statue. They're going to get your instant fan reactions of the game. But Happy Foot is 100% Franco Escobar. I'm going to give you some more as we wait for those instant fan reactions. The stash. What can't you say about Ryan Hollingshead at this point? We called him washed midway through the season, and I was wrong. He's not washed. Ryan Olson brings up a good point. 100% going to Columbus. So few nonstop flights. Looked it up during the game. There's like one, maybe. You have to do the Chicago layover. So if you're going to go, you're going to have to take Friday off, guys. Or I don't know if there's even a red eye. It's going to be a brutal, brutal travel to the fourth best city in Ohio, which is maybe 29th best state, 30th best state. Someone told me recently that I look like I'm from Ohio, and it's maybe the meanest thing anyone's ever said to me. Another happy foot. Want to get out of the way. The 32-52 smoke delay was very cool to see. The 32-52, and it was cool enough to stop the game from starting. That's how fucking cool it was. Micah KB says you got to fly through Cincy. You could do that. You do Chicago. If you fly to Cincy, you could maybe drive. It's like an hour and a half. We'll figure this out logistically as a fan base, but we'll have a meetup in the great city of Columbus, Ohio, and eat whatever cheese they have. Darren Keeper says Happy Foot. No one could say the own goal was a factor. Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad point. You know, the own goal didn't win the game, but it certainly deflated the Houston Dynamo in a moment where, I don't know, it's tense in those final few moments, you know? I know trophy presentation is happening right now, so there's a lot of people still in the stadium hanging out, but I just want y'all to know that I needed to be here with you, even though I can literally see a birthday party out the window. So that's how much you and this team means to me. I haven't even had a drink yet. Andrew Lominelli, I know the trophy presentation's happening. You guys got to tell me in the chat exactly what's going on. Black and gold versus black and gold? No, they're yellow. They're like a mustard yellow, like a highlighter yellow. I just feel like, I don't know about you guys. I told us to be nervous about this one, but driving to the party today, I was like, I feel pretty good. I feel like we got this one. And I at no point, like, they looked good in the midfield, Houston, a couple times. I got really nervous about the refs in the first half. We got a refs be whack, as we're known to say. Jesus Christ. Like, Denny Bouanga getting pulled down on that breakaway was brutal. Not only that, the bad offsides call that Steve Clark then used to take out Carlos Vela, which would have been a fucking red card. We would have been playing with a man up the whole game if that bad offsides call wasn't called. I just feel like what I need to say is, fuck the rest of this league. Fuck Ohio. Oh, I'm so I wish I could be there so much. Tell me what it's like in the stadium, 30 to 52 going nuts. I mean, and we know it's probably Chiellini's last home game, maybe Carlos Vela's. So seeing him lift, no one can say we didn't win a fucking trophy this year. No one could say it wasn't a successful season this year. And I want to say, I still like our chances in MLS Cup, but we made it to the finals. So no one can talk. The amount the commentator talked about the Rose Bowl and all the trophies we lost, that's not the story of our season. I'm tired of people saying that's the story of our season. The story of our season is the fact that we got this fucking far despite playing more games than anyone in the history of the league. And we beat everyone in the West. And now we get to play the East, who the journalists love to say are really tough. But we get to play against our good friends, Diego Rossi and Christian Ramirez, both of which scored to bring Columbus to the finals. LAFC in the chat says we had 30% possession to 70% possession. Yeah, it felt like that for a lot of the game, but I still felt like we were in control. You know, like it didn't feel, I never felt like, save for a few moments in the first half. Also Happy Foot, that Maxime Crepeau save early in the game, the only time I was really super nervous, and he made another incredible save. And there was a beautiful Ilya Sanchez save with his head close to the line near the end of the game off of a corner or a set piece or something that cleared it out when the ball was past Max. So Happy Foot to Ilya Sanchez. Do I have any sad feet? Refs blowing offsides calls. Yeah, it was just the refs in the first half. I can't fault Houston for playing as messy of a game as they played. We did the exact same thing to Seattle. Fouled us, hurt us, worked the refs. And that's what worked for us. Didn't work for those motherfuckers down in Houston. Michael KB says we need the storyline song remix. I got to make a longer one's coming. I'll make a longer one for the preview. The one right now is, I believe, a minute and 30 seconds. So how do you guys feel about 6 minutes? 6 minutes feels good for a storylines remix. Spencer Porter just said storyline 6 minute version, big beat remix, chopped and screwed .mp3. If you want to hang out with me before Darren and Vince show up on the Patreon, there's a link to join. You're welcome to hang out. LAFC says, I'm curious if we're going to play like this again versus Houston or against Columbus or be more offensive. Columbus is a very offensive team. And if this has worked for us the last few games, I have a feeling we might play more of this absorbing style like we have, especially away. It worked. I don't like that the last three games we played, it was 1-0, 1-0. And frankly, this was a 1-0 game, if not for our good friend Franco Escobar. So they're very tense games to play. Columbus is going to score. And I think we can try to absorb enough pressure, but Columbus and Cincinnati are better than both Seattle and, who did we just play? The Dynamo. So hopefully will have to play a little bit more offensively. And Denny Bwanga will be a little bit more on. I felt like he was kind of off touch-wise today. The 2-1-3 Foot Clan is looking for a red eye, or is looking at the red eye Friday night. Okay, there's going to be a red eye Friday night. Is it direct into Columbus? Vela is saying goodbye to the 3252, is what someone just said in the comments. Is that possible? Oh, maybe I'm reading too much into Vela's gestures. I mean, we have to face the facts. It's possible. And if we don't win in Columbus, he doesn't get to lift a trophy and see us again. So this could be his last time hanging out with us. I hope that that is not the case. We talked about it all during the preview episode, but it's very possible. David Day, where's the excitement? Okay, it's hard. I don't want to yell in this room because of the echo, if you can hear. There's a literal birthday party happening, and there's a one-year-old baby asleep in the house that I'm in. I can't tell you how many people have made fun of me for doing this because my wife is having a birthday party, and I'm here watching Major League Soccer and then streaming to you people. So, oh my God, 32-52. What a great game. They were so loud. It came through on the broadcast. Shout out to Dave Denholm, who I listened to on the broadcast. It was unbelievable. What are your guys' happy feet? I gave a bunch. You tell me what your happy feet were for the game. Feet and greet in Columbus. I would love that. I'm curious what the price of those tickets are going to be. Vela and Herrera had a long combo post game. I mean, they've been friends for a long time. Herrera, I don't know if he's out of contract, but I could see. I want Vela for one more year. He says he wants to come back, but who knows? Do you guys think we should give him a DP just because he's our talisman? I don't know. That doesn't feel right to me. But Vince, I think, disagrees. And I see they're going to be joining very soon. They're in the plaza right now. So if you want to go hang out with them, they're in the plaza ready to talk to people. We're wrapping up the shalalas. Oh, happy foot. Obvious is Hollingshead scoring again. Yeah, I mean, Hollingshead, I called him washed. I did it. He looked old in the middle of the season when we had all these games. And now that we have time off, he looks incredible. He's maybe our third best player at this point. He's so solid. He almost scored again from distance. Yeah, Uproar and Spencer both are saying in the comments, Vela shouldn't get a DP slot next season. I'm hoping that that's the case, that Vela does not get a DP slot next season, but decides to come back on a TAM deal. The problem with TAM deals is then it gets caught. It goes against the cap. So if we give him a $1.7 million TAM deal, then there's a $5 million salary cap. We're hoping that the salary cap goes way up. But guys, okay, you're right. I'm not excited enough for what the fuck is happening. I know we're about to get a bunch of fans on here, so that's why I'm a little bit understated. But Jeff Tock said we couldn't do it. I deep down kind of thought we couldn't do it. You know, not once we got here, but midway through the season. It just feels like there were so many worst case scenarios for how this could have gone. And sorry, I hear people outside the door. It is the most distracting thing. I should have just done it from home and came to the party late. I feel so embarrassed to be doing this right now. There's a literal, hold on. They can see me through the fucking window. Ryan Olsen says he could have a DP slot if we win the cup. Sure. All right, fine. Yeah. Cool. We don't need to win three times in a row, so we can waste one for a year on him. I'm cool with that. Why does Hollingshead have more goals than Bogusz, Buke, and Mario put together? Is that true? I mean, oh, it feels like. Bogusz and Buke have scored a bunch of goals. Mario, not so. Okay. I think we have a special guest joining us. Vince, welcome to the show.
That's finally happened. We have combined. We are dense.
We are one person now.
What's the vibe at the stadium?
People are generally pretty happy, I'd say. I'd say exclusively across the board, everyone's pretty excited. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. It's been pretty great.
Vince, before we get a bunch of drunken reactions from fans, tell us what you saw that game tactically and why we won it. Besides Franco Escobar, the inside man.
Yeah, secret agent Franco Escobar. Houston had no forward play. Like, Corey Baird was completely useless, anonymous, and they put Bossy as a forward, but he's not. He was actually trying to drop in midfield, and LAFC just dealt with it. They were better in the first half, but at the end of the day, they scored the goals off the set pieces and forced the goal, and Houston really had no thrust. I think they had one opportunity early in the game, and Maxime Crepeau was like, hey, I remember Seattle. We're still good.
Unbelievable.
And that was it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
What were your guys' happy feet for the game? I went through a couple and I think we probably know what they are, but I want to know what you guys think.
Max showed up again. He's on another level for the playoffs. I love saying it. I love seeing it. I meant to say seeing it. Well, I'm not sure what else you covered. It was great. I liked seeing us being in a comfortable enough win to get some subs in, get some playing time for some guys, get the rotation. Star player Aaron Long in.
When Nathan Ordaz and Aaron Long come in the game, you know you're going to the MLS
Cup.
Long
season, baby.
Guys, can I tell you?
Go ahead.
So they go to sub in Ordaz, and Aaron looks at me and goes, I think that's a little overconfident. I was like, well, he's going to run around. He's young. And then they sub in Aaron. I go, well, this is Steve saying, fuck you, we're ending this game.
I mean, I said it earlier while I was waiting for you guys and just rambling. Besides those few moments early on where the refs weren't kind and that Max save, I felt pretty confident the majority of this match. It felt like even though they had 70% of the possession, at no point did I feel like we weren't controlling the game, or at least that we weren't the better team. Do you guys feel that way?
Wait, did it turn out that they had 70% of the possession?
Yeah, that's what it was somewhat through the second half. I'll look it up right now.
It did not feel like that at all.
No, it honestly didn't feel like that. Like, it felt like LAFC controlled the game.
Yeah, 70-30 end the game.
Wow. Yeah, but they were in control the whole game. It just felt like my happy foot is probably honestly just the overall, like, it just felt like they were taking care of business. It was just a professional game. They were just like, we got this.
Dince, there's some comments that you guys seem a little bit drunk. Are you guys a little bit drunk?
We're drunk with happiness. Drunk with the possibility to repeat as MLS Cup champions for the first time in 10 years.
Hell yeah, motherfucker.
I did have, like, a lot of what is now, like, victory. I guess I'm drunk on victory.
There's a birthday party and someone came to take a photo of me making a podcast. I've never been more embarrassed in my fucking life. Yeah, LAFC in the comments said possession was 70-30, but LAFC has more shots on goal, which is fucking insane. We had a higher expected goals. Just like, I don't know, Houston didn't seem as dangerous to me as Seattle.
No, not at all. Carlos was much better in this game, which I think was set the tone. That would be my happy foot. I don't know if anyone said it yet, but being in the stadium when Carlos got subbed off, it's a beautiful moment. Honestly, everyone stood to their feet. They chanted Carlos Vela, clap, clap, clap. And Darren took a video of it.
I did. I posted it.
I wanted to tear up a little bit, actually, because it really could be. I mean, I think Carlos knows what the moment is, and he lived it up, because I was like, does he know? But even if he doesn't, I feel like he's like, I just want the love. So he really waved and did the whole thing and made us feel like maybe he won't be back. But I really hope, I do really hope he's back. But that was happy. But Sadfoot was the referee being cucked by the Houston squad, especially Hector Herrera, who was able to run up within a millimeter of his face.
Two different players did that after they got
a yellow. And then not only did he do that, but the referee goes to push him back, and Hector Herrera shoved his hands. And the referee goes, it's okay. We're cool.
In any other game would have been a red card. Probably any other player on that team, it would have been a red card, but they can't give it to him. It was hard to see, I think, in the stadium, but those two offsides calls early in the first half were most likely not offsides. Carlos Vela, when he got fucking taken out by Steve Clark, looked very onside on the TV.
Maybe that last one, but other than that last one, they all looked like it was way offside.
So Dave Denholm was like losing it on the broadcast, being like, we need to see a better angle, because if that wasn't offsides, Steve Clark would have gotten a red card for that. He fucking took out Vela, and then we would have been playing with a man down.
I can see that. Keeping control of the game, it seemed like, and then at the end, he kind of got lazy. Like, that tackle in the box on Boanga was, I don't know how that's not a penalty.
Yeah, out the very end,
like,
you
mean? It's extra time. I just want to call.
Yeah, how do you guys feel about going to the fourth best city in Ohio?
Yeah, is someone going to sponsor us to bring the show?
Yeah, who's a good sponsor? Is anyone in the chat rich that has a private jet?
But also, couldn't Columbus use more people visiting, like tourism? Could the Columbus Tourism Board
great
sponsor
idea.
Happy Foot Sad
Happy
Foot?
To talk about how great the city of Columbus is if they fly us out.
I think we have a guest showing up, but he's trying to go on his own phone. You can just come on ours.
I can't hear, though. I can't hear what...
I'll tell him.
All right.
Yo, much love.
L-A-X-A-N-D.
What's up, Travis? I can't hear you, but I just got to say, I have one thing to say. It was September 9th after the Portland game. Quote, it's over. We can say it's over. The season is dead. We are never winning another fucking game again. That's a quote from our dear friend, heel of the foot. But I got a shout out. We met another friend of the foot up in 213, Ray. Shout out to that dude and the whole foot clan, the whole 213 foot clan. We're doing our we're flying up. We're excited. Vince, great to meet you. Great to meet you in person, Darren. Fuck it. Feed and greet. Let's do it.
Fee
Columbus
and greet.
Next week.
We'll see you in Columbus, baby.
We'll see you in Columbus, baby.
That's right. I know there's more folks coming out. I ran into they're coming out. So much love, everybody.
Wait, I'm here. Anybody can come on if they want.
Also, I just want to point out a very funny comment. 9-9, never forget when Jeff Tock made that comment. We would never win a game again. And here we are lifting a fucking trophy. Eat my asshole, Jeff Tock. Let's talk to some.
Is 9-9 better than 9-11 because it's like sooner?
It's the day that Jeff Talk said it.
No, I know it's the day, but can we say it's better?
Oh, yeah. It was. I would say they were comparable in terms of bad things to me. We can cut that out.
We're live.
Uproar says he's driving to Columbus. That seems crazy. Do you not have a
Someone's
job?
Driving to Columbus.
Are we driving to Columbus? Is that what we're doing? If that's what we're doing, should we do a Happy Foot Sad Foot RV?
I would say a road trip, Travis, Vince, and Darren driving to Columbus would be epic.
I got a big car. Fun.
I don't want to do it, but it would be
okay,
pretty cool.
Okay, who in the chat is an experienced nanny?
People are asking if LAX Andy wants to drive us all to the airport to go to Columbus.
Well, that's only half the battle. Not even half the battle. That's like just a small part of it. How are we going to get there the rest of the time?
But then the Columbus Tourism Board is going to bring...
That's true. We need to tour beautiful Columbus, Ohio.
Another thing that I brought up before you guys got on was that we finally... Franco Escobar got his classic LAFC goal. The LAFC goal he'll be remembered by. I think it's really great to see him finally get the one that we'll all love him for forever.
Imagine if we win MLS Cup and he didn't have anything to do with the actual MLS Cup when he was on the team, but this is his contribution. And he will go down in club lore forever.
Let's get some more people on.
Come on.
I don't,
but I love it.
Come on.
We'll drive you to Columbus, though.
All right.
So we have someone that doesn't want to join the stream, but will drive us to Columbus. So that's good.
Yeah.
That was a Happy Foot Sad Foot scarf in the wild.
Daniel,
Travis, is this what you're wearing to the party?
I have a jacket I'm going to put on that it makes me look fancy.
I thought you were a little casual.
I didn't want to sweat too much, so I took off my jacket. Guys, the party's cool outside.
That's fair.
With Escobar, the amount of LAFC and former LAFC goals on the night as a whole is kind of crazy. Across three different teams now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. How many did we score total? We had two in Columbus, and then we
had three, right?
Kind of three. There was an own goal, but Christian Ramirez.
Yeah, he had the final touch, so three there. And then we had two tonight, so five total goals from LAFC players. Feels great to be alive, boys. Oh, hi, child. A baby's on the stream.
A baby was born. That's how good that game was.
Do you guys think we'll be the favorites going into the game in Columbus?
Yes.
Even though it's away?
Columbus hasn't been here. They haven't. The team that won, they won in 2020 is very different. However, by the standings, technically Columbus should be the favorite, but I think we will be.
Daniel says Columbus is a nice city. His therapist is from Ohio and says it's nice. So
get a new therapist.
It does seem like a nice, you know, place to settle down, right? You know?
I liked Columbus when I went. I was there for a night, much cooler than I thought it was, but it's not like I would never live in that fucking place. There's nothing to do, but it's pretty.
It's like
I went for a run.
A college town, right?
Is it?
Oh, OSU?
I have no idea.
Yeah, Ohio State there?
Andrew Bauer points out five LAFC goals tonight, yet no nips. Where's Dan?
Yeah, that counts. Come on, dude.
So in order to...
Let's find him.
Now that you say that, I'm scared he's going to just sneak up on us. A naked man out of nowhere.
I will say it does feel appropriate that in order to win back-to-back MLS Cups, which will make us obviously a dynasty in the league, we have to beat our past. We have to beat Diego Rossi and Christian Ramirez. We have to beat the people who couldn't win it for us. And that feels really cool.
And Daniel should ask his therapist about that. There's some kind of weird Oedipus complex or something in there.
Yeah. Well, guys, I think I'm going to take off and run to this party. Do you guys want to run the rest of it from Northeast Plaza?
You know what? It's thinned out a lot.
Go run up to someone. Don't be a coward.
Yeah, everyone does seem a little...
We've been trying.
Everyone seems a little like, oh, shit, I just remembered now that I'm out of this, like, fantasy land, I'm in L.A. and how
it's Saturday night. We're going to go nuts.
Well,
hey,
Christian. What was your happy foot?
Happy foot? Someone else other than Buonga scored.
Okay.
And Escobar scored again.
Okay. Do you have a sad foot?
Sad foot? Bella looked a little sad coming off, but I'm hopeful he comes back. Yeah.
Prediction for the final.
Prediction for the final? One goal win, LAFC.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Hey, keep doing the good work.
Christian for shoulder to shoulder shows up. Thank you. Random person said I rock, which is awesome.
I feel like you guys got to run around and just find some people right now. There's a lot of people watching.
Okay, we can try, but my shoulder, this has been like an exercise in holding something out at length, and my shoulder is throbbing.
Okay, hold on one second.
I'll take over.
Let Darren take over. And here.
Oh, here we go. Trade off.
We got Joey. Oh. We got Joey in the stadium. Here we go. I'm going to take off, but you guys got this.
Why don't you take off, Travis? We'll take it from here.
Okay, goodbye.
Ah, Travis left too early.
There he is.
There he is. What's up?
Where's the nips, baby? Yeah.
I look like a pervert on the nip end, baby. Let's
Where are you?
Where in the stadium are you? Oh, right there, yeah.
Yeah.
Joey, one bar. I don't know, man. You're breaking up for us. Maybe you're not breaking up for everybody because we don't have great.
There he is.
Hey, there's been a lot of talk, Danny. There's been a lot of talk. There's been a lot of talk that LAFC across three teams has scored five goals. What do you have to say about that?
Also,
yeah.
There it is.
Danny couldn't hear you, but he understood the assignment.
What?
Wait, say that again.
Danny couldn't hear you because you're in my ear, but he understood the assignment.
He understood the assignment.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Yes,
he did.
One ball,
baby. One ball, baby. I'm doing it.
On camera or off camera? I want to respect you if you want to be off camera. We're on camera, though.
This will be the most unhinged episode we've done, and it's fair.
Yeah. It's nice and sound to the game, guys. If you're listening tomorrow, this is what it was like.
Okay? This is you real. Could you could have been here. Or maybe not. It sold out. It was pretty filled in.
It was filled. Yeah. Come on.
We've got
hype man.
All right, let's get these flags. Can you help me?
What's going on in the chat? I haven't listened to the chat yet. Okay. Hold on one sec. Let me see if I can.
Darren, do you have a prediction for the finals?
You know what? Honestly, I think I want to say 3-2 LAFC.
We're both not in frame.
Well, yeah, it's good.
We're doing a bad job here.
It's hard because you got to.
Okay, so 3-2.
Shoulder and wrist.
3-2 LAFC, that's a great game. And did you have a happiness set
of this game? Oh, the next, a prediction for the next game?
We already did your prediction, but what was your happy sad foot from?
Now thanks, guys.
You didn't do one for this game, did you?
Yeah, I did. We're losing Joey.
Yeah, we are.
Or just guests.
Wait, if we're just guests, how are we going to shut down this live
yeah,
stream?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is going to be good times.
This might be a never-ending live stream.
Do you need me to take over so you can...
Yeah, you hold this?
Okay. What is this comment?
Yes. Let's go to the comments.
A lot of people going 3-2.
Some people are saying we're only playing against Diego Rossi.
I would love to play against one player.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great. That'd be good for us. If Columbus wants to field a team of just Diego Rossi, we will grant them that special exception. We will field 11, of course.
Right.
But it'll be interesting. Leonardo says Belongo with a Hattie in the final. If he does that, I don't think anyone's had a hat trick in an MLS Cup final. That would be pretty epic. Vince, there's a good chance we lose next week. Sure. It's a final. Guys, I mean, that's the point.
You guys know what sports is?
They're supposed to be hard games. I'm not saying it's a foregone conclusion. I mean, we hosted.
Yeah, first one?
I think we all thought we were going to be favorites.
Championships are what that's made of, you know? I mean.
Yeah, Philly played probably better than us.
I'm not asking you to risk your
job, but we were sharper in the moments that mattered. So, yeah, there's a chance we could lose, but that's what finals are. Okay, so Daniel says, I think next week is going to be a grind until someone scores a tiebreaker not around the 8th.
Or from the flags? Oh,
I don't think that at all. Because the way the crew play is very open, I think this is actually going to be one of the most entertaining, interesting, tactical, and just football finals. Watching the crew game, I know I wrote about them. They actually play a lot like the team Brighton in England. They like to lure a team forward. So what this is going to be is the crew trying to lure LAFC forward, LAFC trying to use the press. If the crew can't play through their press... It'll be a bad day for the crew.
Really?
Now, they'll be at home, but I can't see the crew playing a closed game in which they're going to play deep, they're going to play long balls. So I think it's going to be high scoring, although now saying that, maybe it will be low scoring, but I can see it being pretty open. This is going to be a very interesting tactical battle.
Okay, we're about to lose audio, but they'll still hear us.
Let's see. Anything else?
Yeah, Joey, mute.
Anyone who know who will be refereeing the final? We don't know yet.
It's so sad that we're in a league where, like, who's going to end up reffing the game actually matters.
I hope it's not Ted Uncle. It might be the ref from this game, Victor Rivas, who is very good. Or it could be the other referee finals of the year was John Freeman. I think from one of those it'll be. All right. We have successfully figured out a way to get it to be just Darren and I.
Hey, look at that.
Hey, that's both of us.
We did it. Oh, man. Guys, I mean, 3252 really brought it today. I'll say that. That's it.
I see Vince saw his employee Wi-Fi password. No, we're going. This is just raw. We're checking straight cellular network.
Thank you guys for sticking with us. This is like we decided tonight we're going to go for it and fly by the seat of our pants. It's a little wonky, I'm sure. Appreciate you guys hanging out. It does look like the comments are still going. I love it.
Kind of.
Ted Uncle guaranteed. Wow. There's some money behind it. Put your money where your mouth is.
Can you bet on who the referee? I bet you cannot bet on.
Get on our podcast.
I would bet that you can't bet on the referee designations. Man, I guess we're going to have to do a MLS Cup final preview podcast.
I guess we're going to have to. I mean, I guess.
What a problem to have.
There's a lot of podcasts for a lot of teams around the league. And, you know, not that many podcasts are going to be doing a final preview episode. I guess it's only LAFC and Columbus Crew podcasts that are going to be doing that. So, I don't know. It's something.
Wait, what?
What else is going on in the comments?
Please explain your basis for saying this referee was good. The referee was okay. I thought he was okay in terms of what he actually called. We talked about those offsides calls. He has to rely on his assistant referee, so I don't put that on him. What he wasn't good at was managing. Obviously, you can't let Hector Herrera boss you like that. But a lot of referees have that. I mean, Hector Herrera is, for as much as he was kind of crazy, he's known around the world. He's kind of a big deal. I will still say I was very surprised that he allowed Hector Herrera to just basically push him around, but that happens. I don't think there was any other egregious errors. And I just, in general, Victor Rivas is a decent referee in this league compared to some of the bad ones. So that was my assessment. I'm now going vertical because Darren is somehow on his phone.
I think this is working. We both have our own phones now.
But also, you have a loud from my phone. I don't know.
Yeah, we're doing it.
We're getting the weeds now.
Thank you guys for hanging out. I think maybe this is.
Oh wow!
There's not.
Wait, Ben Olsen on the pitch. The field stinks here. It's a terrible field. They have concerts here every 3 days. If that's a real quote, wow. Shots fired, Ben Olsen. Maybe talk about your team having an inability to create any real scoring chances. There in the back.
Wow. You know what? Maybe it's time to wrap up, honestly. What else is there to say after a game like this where you win the Western Conference Finals? We did a more tactical breakdown than really was necessary. I think what's necessary is probably zero.
I think this was just probably cool that we got to do this outside the stadium. So thank you, everyone, for bearing with us with a little bit of technical difficulties and everything else going on as I lose an AirPod.
Oh.
Where'd it go? There you go. Oh, and he caught it. What a man.
Can I get it back in your ear?
Yeah. But that was pretty great, guys. So thanks for sticking with us.
Thanks for hanging out, everybody.
And how should we wrap it?
Going to the finals, baby. Let's do it.
Finals, baby. We love you.
We love you. Bye.
How do we end it? Can you end it from your phone? This is a classic Gabby Foot.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.